with me, Bill, and Tommy Nico. And as things go, I went last week. We don't need to rush to the opening. We can take our time. We've got 30 whole minutes here. In answer to many requests, the orchestra now plays our symphonic arrangement of our theme, Collegiate. Roomba version. Well, that was enough. That was it. Can you do a Roomba version? Hello, Al. May I have this dance?
Thanks, Bob.
Well, enough of this, Paul Rawl, and good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon again. It's time for Matinee with Bob and Ray. Music by Ken and Bill. Words by Bob Elliott and Al Burns again.
Yes, I'm back here again for a second visit.
Didn't know whether I'd see you today or not. I see you're here, complete with script.
Yes, Bob, this is something I dashed off about 4 years ago when I was working out in Toledo in a gold mining concern.
I'll say, I think this will prove interesting. We'll get to it a little bit later, though, shall we?
Public relations, ma'am.
For a gold mine concern?
Gold mine concern. The furnished dentist with gold, false teeth, things like that.
Oh, yes. You, That may account for why you're looking down in the mouth today, huh?
Clever.
Today, instead of Charlie Burgoyne, we have our old friend Hollis Gray. Hollis and I have gotten together, probably one of the greatest collector's items in the country. I say we've gotten it together. It was all in pieces. We taped it together with Scotch tape. I think we'll be able to play it before the program is over. And we were also talking over old times, back to the days when Hollis and Sammy Eisen were just young men.
A long time ago.
No, that's right. You know, I didn't know this until I talked with Mr. Gray the other day, but he and Sammy started out at almost the same time, and Hollis was in a great way responsible for some of Sammy's early musical training and his jobs that he had. Matter of fact, there's an interesting story that goes
Hollis
along.
Is Hollis responsible?
Yes, but he doesn't brag about it, of course. The whole situation goes back to the time when Hollis was playing drums. That's before he took up the saxophone.
Oh, yeah.
And Sammy was interested in music and had been taking lessons, I understand. And Sammy and Hollis were talking over their musical careers and what they planned to do.
Yeah.
And they used to take a canoe up the Mystic River, see? This is really on the level. I hope Sammy's listening. Yeah. And Hollis naturally did the paddling, I imagine. And in the canoe, they would take this timpani set that belonged to Hollis Gray. Play that pastoral music. That's beautiful. They would take a set of drums, and Hollis would give Sammy some of the inside on how to make certain beats, you know, how to use the timpani correctly. Well, the days went by, and Sammy was all set for his first job, and he had all of his coaching from Hollis Gray, see? This was a high-class job, and he needed a tuxedo. Disaster.
Tuxedo music, please.
Eisen, at that time, had no tuxedo, see? So he went to his old pal, Holly. He says, Holly, look. He says, I got a job. I got to have a tuxedo in order to play the state. My name is Mudd.
Thought it was Eisen.
Well, it was, but he just used that as a figure of speech, see? Holly says, Sammy, old pal, I'll tell you what I'll do. I have got a tuxedo. This was 26 or 27 years ago, you know. Since I've got a tuxedo, I'll let you have it. In those days, Sammy wasn't the same size he is now, see? Just about the same size. He says, I'll let you have that tuxedo, and Sammy took it with his everlasting thanks. And we come down to today. Hollis Gray has been invited to a wedding on Saturday, has no tuxedo to wear. And if Sammy Eisen is listening, please send back the tuxedo. I know you're still using it, Sam, but you won't be working Saturday. and sent it along because Gray is really in tough shape. He doesn't know whether to accept the wedding invitation or not until we hear from Eisen. So if Mr. Eisen or any of his heirs or any of his friends are listening... He is bald at that, yeah. If any of his friends are there and can pass the word along to him, Hollis needs his tuxedo, Sam, please. Send back the tuxedo. I don't think it would fit you now, though, Hollis. Have you changed much in these past 83 years? 84 years. He's about...
You seem to forget that it was pretty hard getting a tuxedo made for me at the age of 4. It fitted well at that time, though.
Just trying to cover up your age. Now, you can't get away with that. Well, maybe you'll have some luck. We may have a phone call before we're off the air. Who knows? But let's have a cigarette first. And you know which one.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Milder, much milder of smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield ABC.
I'm holding up a pack for the television cameras. Can you zero in on those? There they are. Okay, well, we've taken care of commercial number one. We've given a brief insight into the early life of Sammy Eisen and Hollis Gray. Why we should publicize Eisen when he's no longer with us by way of Magnolia, I don't know. See you.
Pardon me, Bob, but you kind of left this up in the air there. What happened?
That was last Friday.
Well, I still haven't got online since then.
Well, we'll get to those. Let's have music first, okay, Al? This is something that will probably shock and surprise everyone who's a regular listener to this program. There are a couple, I think. This is a great song. I want to go on record. You've heard this song before, Al.
I've heard it, and I'm trying to forget it.
Oh, well, play it. Oh, they are playing.
Dynasty, he was usurped by the House of Huguenot back in the early 1800s.
Going to knock at the door any minute. Yeah. Really out there. What was this about? The Maga Dynasty?
Well, I think it was back in the early 1850s that this island was first discovered in the Pacific. Of course, it was completely uninhabited at the time. Later found out that a race of pygmies from Australia had visited the island from the time that Cook sailed to Tahiti, from Tahiti to the mainland.
Oh, yeah.
And that, of course, is the
island of Australia. Yeah, there, I can see that. Well, thanks for that bit of information. You know, we've had a lot of cards from people saying, what is the place in the world?
I was sitting in on that show.
How about you? And we haven't any more of the Japanese records. They were shipped out yesterday. However, we have something that is highly unusual. And we will award a bus to Cynthia Sweden. And 1 pound bus.
the first, how many people who can identify the book? I don't think you can identify the two, I'll tell you the two. First five people. Well, Cynthia is a big title, let's say the first 10. First 10 people who send in the correct name of the band that has recorded this song quite a while back will award the box.
Do you actually give this candy away?
I don't myself. The Cynthia people do. They take it out of my pocket, however. Not the candy. I don't pay for it at all.
They're nice enough, since they own a spot on the program, and this is it coming up, to award candy for little things like this that we hatch up. So identify the band. The name of the song is Cover Me With... Cover Me With Virginia Sunshine or something like that. Is that the correct thing? We'll have to get it.
Cover Me Up With The Sunshine Of Virginia.
Cover Me Up With The Sunshine Of Virginia.
The toes are getting
cold. That's not part of the title. Are we all set? Now listen closely. Identify the band. Cover Me Up With The Sunshine Of Virginia, played by You Fill In Name Here. Send it along to Matinee With Bob and Ray, WHDH Boston. Be in line for a box of Cynthia Sweets.
I like to add that's our dedication number of the day.
That's our mystery melody. We could dedicate that to Sammy Eisen. A lot of people probably write in and say, I think that's Sammy's band. Sammy and his Magnolia Casino Orchestra, but it isn't. It really isn't. They don't sound that way. Remember how they sounded? Can you make it sound like the old Sammy Eisen? Yeah, he picks that melody up fast. Now, this Cynthia Sweets candy, of course, these are the boxes of chocolates that we've told you about. But Cynthia Sweets has perfected a new product, which I know all of you will enjoy as much as Al Burns and I do right here in this friendly studio. It's the Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar, a delicious pure coconut cream bar, Cynthia Sweets' own blend and formula, which makes it the best-tasting 5-cent candy bar your mouth has ever watered for. If you've tasted the rest, now taste the best. Yes, the Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar is a quality... Your pant leg is on fire.
Oh, pardon me, Bob.
Is a quality serving of candy backed by the fine name of Cynthia, famous in candy for over 50 years. Now, you can get this new 5-cent Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar at drugstores and candy counters everywhere. All you do is ask for it. They won't know what you want when you go up to the candy counter, so ask for it, demand it. If your dealer has not stocked it yet... Hit him over the head.
I was going to say, suppose I go into a store and ask them for a Cynthia Sweet Coconut Candy Bar and he doesn't have any. What am I supposed to do then?
Tell him to order it. Demand it. That's your right as a citizen.
Well, now, suppose I go back in that same store within a week and they're still not there.
Then tell me about it.
I mean, I want these coconut candy bars. If you're going to talk about them all the time, I want to have one.
Well, you can have it. Have you tried any stores yet? Try first.
Well, I haven't tried yet, but I was thinking about it.
Well, okay. Try and see if you can find them. You'll be able to find them. And if you've tasted the rest, you'll taste the best with Cynthia. Buy several bars, if she goes with you, that is. Buy several bars at your favorite candy counter today and treat the whole family the new 5-cent Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar, a treat you can't beat. Don't forget our mystery song that we just played. You figure out who the band was. I suppose we could take some guesses to help people in their solution.
Could be Freddie Schnickelfritz Fitcher and the...
Be careful. No, wasn't him. Wasn't Castellanets.
Abe Lyman.
No, it wasn't Abe Lyman. It wasn't Paul Whiteman either, which I think it sounds quite a bit like.
The young Guy Lombardo.
There was a young Guy Lombardo? No, that isn't it. I guess that's about all the hints we can give.
Mal Hallett.
No, it wasn't Mal Hallett either. I'll tell you, we can give you the mystery word, overshoe. That may help you with your solution. I don't know.
I don't think it's helping me very much, Bob.
But now I see it's time to look in on a couple of old friends of ours we haven't talked with for low these past 3 years. Cranby and Fizzington, the two characters who are pushing through the jungle somewhere. I don't know exactly where.
I don't know exactly where either. I wish you'd pointed out to me.
They've been out there for quite some time, and let's look in on them and see how they're doing.
I say, Cranby, this is the hot in this... Eerie jungle, eh? What?
What?
I see.
Well, how long do you suppose these cannibals are going to keep us prisoner here, Fizzington?
Don't know, but I hope the rescue party reaches us before we're scratched off the menu.
Aye, but what rescue party?
I think you're right. Never thought of that.
Oh, well, I'm not worried. Let them kill me. Let them throw me in the pot and cook me. They'll be sorry.
I see. Why?
I'm not what I'm cooked up to be.
You're a funny bounder, Cranby.
Just right for punch, you know.
Yeah, see, Cranby, I understand they buried your wife the other day.
I had to.
How come?
Dead.
Oh. Say, look over there.
That wasn't in there, Fizzington. Well, look over where?
Say, look over there, he said.
Over there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, who's that coming through this?
I'm supposed to be an Englishman in this kid. Is that right?
Yes, you are.
Yes, who's that coming through this thick, dank, dark, insect-infected jungle?
Infested, I believe it is.
That's to set the scene, folks. There's a funny joke coming up.
I swear I don't...
Not that, Cranby. We're on the radio, you know.
I believe it looks like the cannibal chieftain himself.
I say there, are you the cannibal chieftain?
Me cannibal chieftain. Me eat people.
You really do?
Yeah.
You're not quite that barbaric, are you?
No, not quite. I went to college.
You went to college?
Me use knife and fork now.
Well. Well, Chief. While we figure that one out...
I don't know, Bob. I think I should quit while I'm even.
Who says you're even? We were going. We might sing Maggie, I thought.
All right.
Maybe, but I think we should have a legitimate song before we get to that.
How about Ho Hocus?
A Hocus N.J.? That'll be a good one. This is the Andrews Sisters version.
Thank you.
sizzling steak sounds pretty appetizing, doesn't it? But better still, a full 1 pound, thick, juicy, sizzling sirloin steak. That makes your mouth water, really. Now, the Park Lane will stake its reputation on these full-pound sizzling sirloin steaks.
Clever, clever.
Yeah, I thought it was a rather nice play on words.
Did you put that in there yourself there?
No, they had that written in over at the agency. They were pretty elated over it. They threw a cocktail party after they wrote this particular piece of copy. You won't find any better steaks at any price, and that's the truth. Yet the cost, including French fries, vegetable, rolls, and buddy, is only $2.
Only $2?
Only $2. The Park Lane has become a rendezvous for folks who enjoy good eating. I just got that. Conveniently located at 214 Boylston Street, across from the Public Garden, it's handy to stop in for cocktails after a ride in the Swan Boats, then a delicious dinner, a choice of chicken, chops, lobster, or prime roast of beef, if preferred to steak.
Gee, I'd love to go there after riding the Swan Boats, Bob.
Well, that's one of you, just a little hitch there. You have to go through customs before you can get over across the street.
I mean, I go riding on the Swan Boats about two or three times a week.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
You must know all the drivers by their first name.
I know some of the turns. They're pretty tricky, too. The other day there, we...
Do they really use seagoing lingo on those Swan Boats like...
Avast there!
Cast off, matey.
Batten down the hatches.
Lower the boom. Yeah. Is that sea talk?
Well, they have, in addition to the fine food, and this is very important, because don't you always consider the music at a place before you go there to eat?
No, not
you necessarily. You wouldn't go to a place that had music that would sound like this, would you? No, want soft music and a pleasant atmosphere, like the Park Lane, like this. Boy, you work up an appetite there, don't you?
Why, it's probably...
Caution, at the Park Lane, don't ask for peas mixed with carrots. You have to take one or the other.
Well, I like peas mixed with carrots.
You can't have them at the Park Lane, and don't embarrass us, will you?
Well, I won't eat carrots by themselves, Bob. That's all there is to it. There'll have to be another vegetable mixed with them.
You can't have any other vegetable mixed with them. You've got to take them as they are, alone.
Well, I won't enjoy my steak.
Well, that's your worry, Al. You've got music and atmosphere to go along with it. If that doesn't make up for peas and carrots mixed, I don't know what does. Hey. What's more, you'll have a delightful evening. There are pleasant people over there. They'll serve you. Their service is swell. And the sizzling steaks that they have, they're right out of this world. They please the palate at the Park Lane. It's a mecca for folks who know good dining. So make a date to go there tonight. For a steak. Steak, French fries, vegetable rolls, and butter for only $2. And for 50 cents, you can get the most wonderful chef's tossed salad you ever had in your life. Okay? Will you go there? It's 214 Boylston Street, right across from the Public Garden. Can't miss it. There's a big lantern out front. And I think our picture is still in the window. I'm not sure.
Your picture has been removed.
It has?
It's replaced by a set of golf clubs, tickets to... The Weirs, and...
Wait a minute. What is this, a quiz show you're carrying on here?
The window has been completely revamped.
It has, huh?
Bob and Ray have disappeared.
Well...
They've moved you inside.
That's not hard to figure out, is it? Good listening this afternoon. 1:55 is that ball game. You want to be sure and catch that. Red Sox versus Cleveland. Leo, of course, is out there. We don't have the pleasure of his company today. But we'll hear the whole story tomorrow, I should imagine. Now, we could have time for one more song, because we have one more commercial. We play real fast, like... Mm-hmm. Right now, it'd be great. Thank you. I still get thrilled thinking of you. Boy, that really was... That was a fast one. How long? About 45, 46 seconds? But it leaves me more time. Leaves me more time to talk about the House of Television, which is newly enlarged. In fact, they've even gone into a new location. Their address for the first one is House of Television, 172 Cambridge Street, Boston. And their new store is at 361 Boylston Street in Brookline. Now, here's what they'll do for you if you have a nickel, a phone, and a minute. You simply call Richmond 2-1750. That's House of Television. And you enjoy television in your home the very same day. Why not do it today? A simple phone call, and New England's largest exclusive television dealers will deliver an Admiral television console set to your home without any obligation, without delay, and without a penny's cost to you. You know, Admiral Television is one of America's top brand names, nationally advertised from coast to coast. So phone Richmond 2-1750 now. Talk to special operators awaiting your call. Tell them the time when you want your set delivered. The House of Television will have it in your home right on time. Then, judge the sensational performance of Admiral Television yourself. The price is only $229.95 complete. If you decide to buy, it's yours for as little as $22.95 down and up to 2 full years to pay. Right now, though, it's yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, just plain free trial if you call Richmond 2-1750. Think I'll go right out and do that. You would do well to do the same thing. We hope you would do well to be with us again tomorrow. I think you will, for Matinee with Bob and Ray, the latter being on vacation, but assistance very ably handed out by Al Burns. The music, Ken Wilson and Bill Green. Ken and Bill at the organ and piano. Today, Hollis Gray with us in the control room. Don't forget House of Television's phone, Richmond 21750. And don't forget our mystery record if you'd like to win a box of Cynthia Sweets. This is Bob Elliott. Thanks for joining us. Hang by your thumbs right if you get work, and so long.